The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now we're all used to standing during the reading of the Gospel, but we also know that the Gospel stories were told as stories where people sat to listen. So please be seated. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of Bethlehem, which is called David, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. And she wrapped him in bands of cloth, and she laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them at the inn. In the same region, there were shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for see, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to you and to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace to all who God fears." When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now into Bethlehem and see this thing which has taken place." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child in the manger. When they saw this, they made known to everyone what had been told to them about this child, and all were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured these words in her heart and pondered them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You join me in prayer. Holy God, on this night, there's so much going on in our heads and our hearts. We pray that you would enable us to center and be present and be open to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
So just a word of introduction. My name is Pastor Daphne Bird. I serve as the priest in charge at Trinity Episcopal Church in Chicopee. And it's my honor and delight to have been asked to be with you tonight. So thank you for having me here. When I was growing up, Christmas morning was a serious bummer. Just like any family, we had all spent considerable time picking out just the right presents, wrapping each one carefully, picking out just the right paper, sometimes even, you know, curling the ribbon a little bit. But then somewhere between the wrapping and the opening, we lost sight of the joy of giving. And so Christmas morning at my house sounded something like this. "Oh, I love this sweater," I would say. And my grandmother, who had given it to me, would reply, "Well, if it's not the right size, you can exchange it." "Oh, this shirt is great," my father would say. And my mother, who'd given it to him, would say, "If you don't like the color, you can always exchange it." Sometimes we wouldn't even have to unwrap the box before the giver would say, "You can return it if you don't like it." And before long, the receivers of the presents were saying, "Oh, this is nice, but it's not quite the right color. I'll just exchange it." Or, "Gosh, I don't know if I can actually use this. Do you have the receipt? I'll just return it tomorrow." No longer could we cut off those price tags or even get rid of receipts and just give a gift with love and joy. Somehow those presents we had put so much thought into were really only worth whatever they could be exchanged for. Well, don't you know, after I'd been at college for a year, I decided that one of the reasons that I was always grumpy at Christmas was not only that my family had lost the ability to give with love, we'd somehow also forgotten how to receive with joy. So, a whole year of college under my belt, and being the oldest child who therefore knew everything, I declared that the next Christmas, when we gave each other gifts, we were only allowed to say, "I picked this out just for you." And when we received the gift, the words were, "What a wonderful gift. I love it. Thank you." No more words about exchanging or returning, just gratitude and joy. Okay, so it took us a couple of years before everybody else thought that was a good idea. But tomorrow, when I gather with my family, all of us older and sometimes nicer, actually, I'm looking forward to saying and to hearing, "What a wonderful gift. I love it. Thank you." On this night of nights, we celebrate a special gift given to us by our loving Creator, who thought long and hard about just what we needed and gave considerable thought to what kind of wrapping to put this gift in. 2,000 or so years ago, God decided that in order for us to understand how much God really loves us, God gave us the gift of God's own self wrapped up in bands of cloth as a tiny little baby placed in a food bin surrounded by lots of smelly animals. All God has ever asked is for us to receive this gift with a joyful and thankful heart. Which is unfortunate, because we're actually really lousy at that. It's never been easy, for most of us anyway, to accept the gift of Jesus as our brother, our Master, our Lord, our Savior. we were honest.
We also acknowledge that, generally speaking, we have a terrible time accepting any gift from God. God offers us forgiveness, and we say, "Oh no, God, I don't deserve it." God offers us freedom from our addictions, and we say, "Oh no, God, it's too hard for me, I'm afraid to lean on you." God offers us joy, and we say, "Oh no, God, I just can't believe that it's going to be a good day tomorrow." God offers us courage, and we say, "Oh no, God, I can do it myself." God offers us grace. And this is the one we have the hardest time with of any of them, because grace is nothing more than God's unconditional, never-ending, undeserved, overwhelming, and transforming love. And we say, "Oh no, God, I don't feel lovable. You couldn't possibly love me. I'm just going to let you down. Just go love someone else." On this night of nights, we celebrate and remember how God became vulnerable to us in a most powerful way by giving us not a thing we could hold or something to wear or a game to play. Somewhere around 2,000 years ago, God gave to us the most risky thing that God could think of, God's own self. Born as a tiny child, wrapped in bands of cloth, and lying in a manger. And God did this so that we might never, ever doubt God's forgiveness, God's freedom, and joy, and courage, and grace, and love, which are offered to us every day. And all God asks is that when we receive these precious gifts, that we say without hesitation,